got his. You ring the doorbell and he's got Ring and stuff. Yeah. It shows a little screen down both sides. His phone, you can see on his phone.
Now, the only thing that he might have his favorite since you guys took the money. Okay. You know.
And that's why I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah. So. Okay, so I'll talk with him. Come tomorrow.
Plus GMO.
634.
Oh, cheap.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's where we're at. I'll send you the address, and you guys can look to see whether or not it's spreading.
Ready?
Okay. We'll get our meeting started. We'll do stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll have the clerk call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Srilik.
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, July 5th.
I'll make that motion.
Motion's been made. I have a second.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the minutes of July 5th? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll, please.
General Administration, $12,435.68. Economic Development, $354.49. Police, $1,530.46. Fire, $1,864.94. Street, $2,058.32. Parks, $13,362.10. Infrastructure, $2,397.78. Garbage, $716.61. Cemetery, $90. Water operations, $21,244.07. Sewer operations, $2,761. EPA Westside Sewer Loan Payment, $14,303.04. Special tax allocation TIF 4, $5,885. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $480,981.21.
Thank you. Have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. Move down to my report. We've got an appointment to the Assistant Public Works Director. Do you have a motion for that?
Motion to appoint Lloyd Francis to Assistant Public Works Director for a period of 10 months.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made. We have a second.
I second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. Next is the reappointment to the Zoning Board of Appeals. You going to do both of them at the same time?
I'll do one and then the other one.
Okay.
Motion to reappoint Phil Vinson to the Zoning Board of Appeals, said term to expire July 31st, 2027.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Francis Jackson to the Zoning Board of Appeals, said term to expire July 31st, 2027.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made. Second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. I'd like to thank these gentlemen for participating on these boards. I don't know. Mr. Jackson's been on there for quite a while, hasn't he?
He sure has.
Yeah. We appreciate it. We'll move down to Streets and Public Improvement.
I don't have anything.
Okay, thank you. Public Property.
Okay, I don't have a whole lot. I left a paper on each one of yours thing. We require that our individuals that work for the city that do the truck driving and have to do that have to have a CDL. And as of February the 7th of 2022, the federal government has seen fit that they want to get their hands in bus drivers, CDL drivers, anybody else. So they made new rules. So you have to go to a training class that the closest one we have is Richland Community Center. They have a truck driving school and CDL school down there. And what I was wanting to do is we do pay for the individual's CDL license. Once they pass the test and get it, we pay for the license. When they renew, we pay for that license. Now that we have to have them go to this extra training, I don't know yet what the cost is going to be for that training, but since we require it, I'd like to, you know, get it in there that we pay for that training because we require it of the employees. So the information is there that tells you what this is and why. And then, like I say, we've got one now, Mike. He's already taken his test, but he has to go down for this training before he can take his driving test. So we'll get him in there as soon as we can and try to get him up to speed. So, but I figured that's just a good way to do it. If we require it, we ought to pay for it. So I don't know if we have to make that in the form of a motion that we go ahead and do that, or if it just be part of the job description.
I was going to say we do for any other schooling, so why wouldn't we do for that?
So is that all right? We don't want to make a motion in there? Okay. All right.
It's the rules. The rules is the law.
All right. So anyway, other than that, work has been going. The guys have been doing all kinds of extra stuff. The parks are looking really good. They've been out working and trimming and doing a lot of stuff. Danny, they've got them looking really pretty spiffy, and all of them. I mean, you've done a good job of getting everything, the new equipment. The kids are making great use of it, and it's really been interesting to see because they really have enjoyed the stuff that you've got up and everything. So thank you for that, and thank you for all the guys that are doing all the work and helping. So
we're working great together.
That's all that I have, so thank you.
Health and safety.
I've really only got one thing. The new fire truck that's ordered, we got a 2-month setback. The company that manufactures the cab of it has had a material shortage, so it sets it back to January, which is, you know, and that's why they would not, with all the shortages, sign a penalty clause on that. So it is what it is. It's just going to be 2 months longer. So, you know, we'll get it when we get it. Ben.
I just want to kind of piggyback off of what Commissioner Wise was talking about with the parks. If you follow our Facebook page, you'll see that over the weekend, we had some vandalism reported at Rotary Park. Some etching on the relatively new equipment down there. You know, on one hand, I know that kids will be kids, but quite frankly, destruction of property is not kids being kids. We were able to clean it up, thanks to our city crews. We're down there first thing Monday morning, I believe it was, and spent a good hour or more cleaning that up, and they were able to clean it up this time, thank goodness. But you know, what we've talked about in the past, typically, you know, we probably experienced more damage and vandalism to Kiwanis Park, more so than any of the others based on its location and its inability to control that as well because of its location there. But anyways, I just want to put a plea out to the community. Like was the case here when this was discovered, to let us know. Our officers are checking the parks on a regular basis. However, you know, in following some of those comments, I see comments of people, well, I had my kids at the park this day and this or that happened. You know, please don't hesitate to contact the police and let us know. The quicker that we can get on those things, the better it is, and the more likelihood that we'll find who is responsible for them. You know, it is a time that probably warrants some discussion about additional cameras around town if necessary. That's something that we could certainly explore. But as much as anything, I just pleaded the community to police each other, you know, and when you're there with younger kids and there's older kids and they're being disruptive or causing a disturbance or being disruptive to property, please let us know so that we can intervene and mitigate that. So that's all I have for tonight.
Thank you, Ben. If you'll notice down to the Downey Park, it's all dug out where the old basketball court is. We had leftover monies in the parks budget to take that out, and we're going to be in the process of putting a concrete basketball court down there. And that'll be another improvement that's in the process right now. Kenny had guys down there trimming trees and stuff to not interfere, and it'll be formed and poured before too long. So that's another addition. So we're trying to make the parks pretty nice. The guys, the weeds got a little out of control over to Webster Park, and I got a call this morning at work, so I called Lloyd right up. He had him down there just like that and took care of the problem. And I explained that, you know, sometimes the weeds get out of control. Just let us know and we'll get on them. So they did a good job. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Question on that. What about the crew that's supposed to be the cemetery?
The mowing crews.
Don't they do that too
for
the parks?
They don't take care of the playground equipment areas.
Okay.
Inside the fenced areas. And maybe when we look at that contract next time, we need to probably include that in it, because they're right there, and it could all stay done at the same time. It'd be a good addition to what we're doing.
Sure would.
So.
I guess Lloyd has said we need some more chips over there, too.
The blue ones?
No, the wood chips over there.
I think it's wood chips just over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just regular wood chips.
I think at Webster, it's wood chips.
Yes, it is. Yeah, because I seen where I drove over there after I got off work, and I see where they raked them and cut everything. But yeah, we do need some new chips on top. So,
a couple of years since they've been had.
Yeah. So, we may have an emergency spending to get those in there but I'll get with Tom and we'll let you guys know. So, okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Council Finance, Tom?
Well, sales tax report is just like it was last month. The regular sales tax, we're down about $3,000, but the non-home rule sales tax is up about $4,000, so almost to break even. And this is what, just to explain, that is from last year. Now, if you go back 2 years ago, we are still way ahead of where we were 2 years ago, because we received the sales tax on internet purchases. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Move down to unfinished business. You have a motion for the compensation review and classification report.
Yep, motion to approve the compensation review and job classification project by GovHR USA LLC in the amount of $12,300.
I make the motion.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
What does that really include?
Clint, you want to tell him?
Clint's here. Isn't he?
Yep. So this entails our 10 non-bargained positions. It includes a compensation study. As we talked with the city administrator position, and that's only one of the 10. 1 to 5 years, you're going to have 6 more of those 10 positions coming open. Just to make sure we're in the same ballpark of where we need to be competitive in the marketplace.
Okay.
It also includes doing official job descriptions, which we've never had. We have the bare bones basic on certain positions, what's in the code book. Anytime you're going to go out and advertise for a position, you need to be able to have your job description. Another example is anytime somebody has a disability claim, I have to send an official job description to IMRF, since we're an IMRF employer now.
Okay.
Without that, then I've just got to start making something up.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Call the roll.
Basically, when was the last time we even had any kind of a thing? I mean, it goes clear back into the 70s, doesn't it? Like mid-70s is the last time there's anything that's even got any kind of record anywhere, I think.
I wasn't on the board.
Yeah, nobody was around. It hasn't done it forever, but I'm thinking that's the only one we could find.
Rhonda was looking for a binder, and she found one up here in this closet above that had pay scales in it.
Okay.
From, as you said, back in the
70s. Yeah.
Where we actually had pay scales for every position within the city. And there were, you know, that way you did your cost of living increase, your merit increase, step increase, whatever. But they had those scales set.
Can we still go by those?
They still.
No.
I'm pretty sure the federal government and the state of Illinois would say no.
Oh, boy.
I don't think we have any employees.
I'm too close to Cheryl for that.
We just got the one bid.
That's it.
We sent out RFPs to six different companies. We got one back.
Any other discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilik?
No. Move down to new business. We've got one item to put on file, amending the ordinance Title V, Chapter 1, Animals. We're going into closed session this evening for employment of employee. No action will be taken after we come back.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'd make that motion.
Second it.
Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. Ready?
We good to go?
Yeah.
Okay, we're back into open session. I'll need a motion to adjourn, right?
Wait, I want to discuss this real quick and get your guys' opinion.
Yeah.
We can before we close, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because once we close, we're done.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Roger passed out the Allen property that's up for sale. Started at $125,000. They called me when Doc Allen first passed away, thinking that the fire department would want it for a future fire station because we own right behind it where the water tower is going. They have dropped it to $95,000. Now, the buildings are no use to us. They'd have to be demolished. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Eventually, we're going to need a fire station or something for city. And my suggestion, and I've talked to Tom, is offer him $85,000, see if they'll take it, with the assumption we can go ahead and do the 95.
85 cash. 85 cash.
Going once, going twice, huh?
Cash.
Now, is that big enough for your
fire? I don't know. We'll eventually have to acquire the Smith House down the road. But, yes, it is big enough right now. Future parking lot beside it is what it would be.
Well, it would be nice. That would give the police some parking here.
Yes, and that would open up if the squad cars all stay, they could park inside in the winter and all that. Plus, we could still keep one or two engines in this, because if you ever have a disaster, the plan tells you not to have all your eggs in one basket. If that building gets wiped out, this building gets wiped out.
Didn't that happen in Mount Zion?
Yes. Yep. And they lost everything where they couldn't respond to an emergency. That was part of the disaster plan. We had to have an alternative. So that takes care of that, too.
So, yeah, the police department needs their rigs under roof.
Yes, because, you know, they have to jump in them and take off in the middle of winter.
We just don't have room down there.
No.
So.
Well, you know, this building's only 100 years old.
Only?
oldest fire station in Illinois. That's what they're telling us. It's where the original fire districts were organized, right down there with horse and buggy.
I don't know how many. I go to IML, and there's so many municipalities that keep on saying that they have the oldest fire station in Illinois. That seems to be a common thing.
Yeah, it's bragging rights whether we do or not.
Yeah.
So are you guys good with the offer of the 85 and do the?
I know where the jail is. Was my grandfather's sale barn. Well, most recently it's Crang Motor Sales, but before they sold Fords and Mercury's as a sale barn, and that's where they kept the horses for the fire department.
Now, is this the It's the old office and all the blue, it's that whole...
There's two lots.
The two parcels.
All right. 2011-04.
Yep.
Okay, and 2011-03.
They're on two separate tracks, John.
All right.
And we could close the alley off because it's not used.
Some, we can do part of that alley.
Yeah.
Go down through there.
Yeah, as long as there's no garage, anybody comes off of you, part of that garage, yeah.
He gave $55,000 for that little house and the lot.
Yeah.
And that's where he lived in before he passed. But they're both demo, John. It's shot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's dated.
So I will note that previously, in the past, whenever an issue of the subject of purchase of real estate has come up, I've done an ordinance for said purchase of real estate. So just kind of an FYI, I would...
Can we visit with them and see if they're willing?
You certainly can.
And get it all lined out, and then we'll do your ordinance?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly can. I will also note, for future reference, because I know we're here at the end, after we've come out of executive session, when there's nobody else here for the discussion of this topic, but I will note for future reference for in regards for the purchase of real estate, if you're wanting to have a discussion about that, that's covered under 2C5, so that is an issue, a subject for purchase that can be discussed in a closed meeting as opposed to an open meeting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just for future reference.
You have to have it on the
just
minutes.
Yep.
So, Roger, you want to reach back to them?
Yeah, I can. What do you want me to do?
Offer them the 85 and see if they'll take it. If not, we got the 95, Thompson.
Yeah, I'd be all right. You know, that's one thing, you know, our balance in the general fund is really high.
He said the balance in the general fund is really up there, so.
I get a raise then.
How about that? Except for raising.
Make that offer.
Make a cash offer.
85.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And then negotiate anywhere between there.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
call rule, I guess.
I make a motion to adjourn.
To adjourn. I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Call rule. Y'all call Harlan this evening.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Weiss?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
John? You didn't have to keep me.
Very.